ਸਾਰੇ ਦੱਸਾਂ
Ning xalqaro ekanini hisobga olsak, Yevropadan ham Afg'oniston tomon aynan O'zbekiston orqali o'tayotgan sayyohlarni uchratdik. Mana hozir Farida opa, opa deyman, ularni ona yurtlariga, Afg'onistonga, Afg'oniston shimoliga ketayotgan ekanlar, Termiz orqali Mozori Sharifdan. How often do you do this travel?
In my life it's about 5 or 6 times that I'm traveling from this way.
Wow, and yeah. And how long has that been? Like, when was your first travel through this border?
Yeah, last year.
Last year. Yeah. So you have traveled through this for 6 times already?
About six
wow,
times.
That's quite a frequent travel.
But I travel a lot from the other sides, because you may know that in Afghanistan we don't have direct flight from Afghanistan to other countries like Europe or America or Canada. We have to travel from Turkey.
From Turkey,
Turkey to other countries or from Uzbekistan.
So this is a good route then?
I found this is cheaper. Tashkent Termiz is, if we fly by flight, it is maybe 1 hour or less than that. But I never fly from Tashkent to Termiz. I want to enjoy by
the ride. Really? Only 8 hours?
Ten hours.
10 hours?
Yeah, 10 hours just... And enjoying and driving. I prefer road traveling.
And how much does it cost you, the travel through Uzbekistan?
In dollars. In dollars, about $25 per person, I think.
So transiting Uzbekistan for $25. Well, that's quite cheap for a European.
from Termiz to Tashkent only. But from Tashkent to Frankfurt, it costed... two-way, 600, 700, it depends on the time. Sometimes it's 700, sometimes it's 800 USD.
So you have obviously crossed many borders in your life. What it is like to cross this post? Because for a long time, you know, Uzbekistan was considered a closed country, border situation, especially, you know, customs and border security was a sensitive topic.
Border security, I found this is very nice, very good. But it's boring for the passengers, especially when we are standing here for many hours. Because I'm sure that their scanner is not good, not working good. Because when the bag or the luggage is scanned, no need to open and...
But they check it.
Yeah, they check it again. That's why it is boring for me. But because of this is cheap and this is nice country, nice people, I prefer this. From Turkish, it is... only 8 or 9 hours from Afghanistan to Germany. The cost is very high, but this is very easy for the passengers. You don't need just a scan. That's why sometimes I ask why your scanner should improve your scanner. It is not good for the passengers. You're waiting here for 2 hours sometime.
And there is nothing here in the post? Do you have water, coffee maybe?
We don't have water, we don't have coffee here. And also sometimes I propose them, even we need them. Please purchase some. Provide this, what do you call it?
The carts.
Yeah.
I see. But otherwise, the attitude, the professionalism, everything else is good?
Everything is nice. Everything is good. Mm-hmm. As soon as I arrived here, I feel I'm freedom. I'm a human. No one touch me like this. I don't like burka, but I use.
So you cross the border.
Once
you get to Afghanistan, then you have to cover your head.
At least 50% I cover. Mm-hmm. It's okay for our people. Yeah.
What is the difference between them and here in terms of, let's say, service?
For the service, I think this is a big difference.
There's a big difference.
Come here, Afghanistan, with other countries. Yeah, they are
so things are
different.
Quite bad still.
But here, Afghanistan borders, they have a lot of problems.
So you go to Mazar-e-Sharif, and how would you describe the situation there? Is it peaceful enough for travelers like you?
For me, for this time, when I want to visit my mother, I have to accept everything. But even as soon as I take to the taxi, I think something may happen. In terms of security.
So you have to worry.
I have to worry. I have to accept because I have to visit my mother, my sister, my family.
Well, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. Have a safe travel.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You're traveling light.
This is our first time that the jury and this, we are actually, there is no problem in the border upcoming in this. So we are pleased to visit over there. And Uzbekistan.
It's my first time that I crossed the border of Uzbekistan and between Afghanistan and Uzbekistan. So there was no problem and no bothering, no issues.
What is the difference between there and here? Because you crossed the Afghan border first, right? And then you come to this post. Is there any difference there and here?
No difference, but
here we can see some security and each and everything clean and so as you know that in our country there are several war happened in the past, so day by day it is developed, but now it's okay.
So you clearly see a better service here.
We are very happy. Their service, their responsibility is very good.
So how long does it take you to get from your destination to, let's say, to all the way to Uzbekistan? You're traveling from Kabul or?
Actually, we are traveling from Kabul, and then we stay in Mazar-e-Sharif, and there is our friends, and then now we don't know how much the distance of Uzbekistan, and so this is our first time that we are visiting over there.
So this is your first time?
Just come for tourists.
So you want to see Uzbekistan?
Want to see Uzbekistan.
Any specific interest?
Just only for tourists.
And what are you doing in Afghanistan?
We are doing our own business.
You're basically businessmen.
We are entrepreneurs, and we are also enjoying over there, and we are marketing over there that what kind business we can start over there, or we are import and export like this, and so we are seeing that what
it will be a tourist store for us. Meantime, for business, we can see how can arrange a business here.
Where did you obtain your visa?
From Mazar-e-Sharif.
So from the Uzbek consulate?
Yes.
How much does it cost?
$50 per visa,
And how long did it take you to get that visa?
In a day.
In a day.
Easy. No problem.
$50.
Yeah. And $50 is the urgent visa.
Mm-hmm. And from Pyramids, are you traveling by air or are you driving?
No.
To wherever you want to go.
No, we are just joining by car or by train. Yeah. And after that, if possible, we are joining an aeroplane as well.
هر منم زلا بر کلام شورده اش میشورده امسال گفتم زیب جورن تبرت میمتم از سمرخندان آلام از ارگتم مایز نخود دیاد نمانگندان شده بیاد اید که زمز اول دیم
دیمی ترکشیلیک سیزده شویرده اوز اینگیز قیست دامان دست افغانستان یا که اوزبیکستان
اوزم به حس به طورست قضاستان دم با
قرالی قضاستان
شوی شورده سکیز بوله شورده بر کلام از شورده قلام از آزر من یولرده بیمالا بارش کلش امادی پرزنتمز yo'llarni ochgan hamma joyda shunday
boshqa chegaralardan ham o'tib turasiz demak bizni hayron qoldirgan narsa mana hozir so'radim bu yerdagi post xodimlaridan bojxona xizmati chegara xavfsizligi xizmati aynan afg'oniston o'zbekiston chegarasi uchun qandaydir bir favqulodda qoidalar bormi maxsus tartib bormi desam yo'q xuddi boshqa chegaralardagi tartib shu yerda ham joriy qilingan deyishdi farqini sezasizmi lekin siz
hozir oldinam zo'r edi hozir ham zo'r bo'lgan
ya'ni o'sha tartib
o'sha yaxshi zo'r bo'lganlar tartiblardan zo'r mana farqlardan tamojdagan
muomala yaxshi
chegarada hammasi
siz masalan qozog'iston fuqarosimisiz hozir
demak
qozog'iston pasporti bilan siz bemalol afg'oniston o'zbekiston orasida
borib kelib yuramiz
faoliyat yuritib yuribsiz
faoliyat yuritib turibmiz
endi tirikchilik qilish mumkinmi shu chegara orqali
ha
sizga o'xshaganlar ko'pmi
yo'q ko'p odamlar ko'p masalan shu yerda biznesini ochyapti mana hozir ko'rasiz ko'p yangiliklar bo'ldi o'zgarishlar kelgan hozir hamma chet eldan ham kelyapti xususan afg'onistondan biznes maydan kelyapti bu yoqda ish boshlanyapti shunday mana shunday
mana hozir bizga aytishyapti afg'on konsuli bilan gaplashdik orada bordi keldi anchagina tijorat oshib boryapti ko'plab afg'onlar Termizga kelib sarmoya qilyapti deb Balxda deylik chegaraning narigi tomonida tirikchilik shunchalik yaxshimi ya'ni afg'onlar bu yoqqa kelib sarmoya qila oladimi hozir
qila olyapti hozir qila oladi
narx-navo qanaqa u tomonda masalan agar bir qiyoslaydigan bo'lsak
bu yoqda arzon bu yoqda arzon o'zbekistonda bu yoqda ko'rganimdan ko'ra bu yoqda arzon chunki bu yoqda bir sharoit biroz qiyin afg'onistonda misol biznes qilish yo boshqa shundan hozir ismoillar bu yoqda kelyapti o'zbekistonda biznesini shu yerdan boshlanyapti
hozir mana o'zbek so'mi bilan afg'on pulini farqi qancha
farqi misol bu yoqda $100 afg'onda maydalasak 7,5 ming afg'oni bo'ladi afg'onchada pullar
afg'oniy bo'ladi
afg'on 7,5 ming afg'oni bo'ladi bu yoqda o'zbekistonda $100 maydalasak 850 ming bo'ladi
va nima qila olasiz masalan $100 u tomonda hozir
bu yoqda $100 misol shuncha misol uydagi gapni aytsak xarajat chiqadi shunday
o'rtacha oylik qancha hozir mana Balxni oladigan bo'lsak
bu yoqda oylik har xil oylik bor $200 boshlanadi $2,000 oylik bor har kim misolan nachalnik bor nachalnik oper bor shunday xazainda shunday misolan bu yoqda mana shunday misolan fermada ishlasangiz yo boshqa joyda davlat ishida ishlasangiz har xil
deyarli bu yerda ham $150-$200
$200 oshiq
Surxondaryoda masalan
Surxondaryoda misolan $200 shuncha atroflarda $200-$300 bu yoqda uncha to'g'risi oylikni
mana ikki davlat orasida yurgan ekansiz judayam qiziq qanchalik odamlar hozir ogoh ikki davlatdagi vaziyatdan bu yerdagi hayotdan chunki mana o'zim ham o'zbekistonda katta bo'lganman va afg'onistonni juda olis yurt deb hisoblar edik vaholanki narigi yurt narigi mamlakat tutash davlat
hozir bu yoqda yashash zo'r misolan hozir hamma o'zbekiston deyapti o'zbekistonda kelyapti chunki chet ellardan ham kelyapti nima qilsak turkiyadan boshqa tojikistondan yo qozog'istondan hamma hozir shu o'zbekistonda deyapti shuni hozir zo'r bo'lgan
demak mana sizga o'xshagan yoshlar xursand bu yerdagi vaziyatdan
xursand
yaxshi mana hozir mehmonlarni olib kelayotgan ekansiz qancha vaqt ketadi sizga deylik o'sha afg'onistonning narigi deylik biror bir shahridan masalan toshkentga yetib olguncha
hozir misol bilan kobuldan kelgan samolyotda kecha kobulda edi bizlar kecha mehmon edi misol ertalab bu yerdan balxdashib bu yerda 75 kilometr keladi man soat 11:30 kelgandi بیاتم سون اگر مقصد عبید باید یه باشکان بولاده شنه وقت کب که تاده که اگه چیو پیشکان بسته پیشکان کلاده تاکسی بسته ماشین بسته ماشین ده کلاده شنه وقت کرده مثلا بیاردم یه اقتم خیست نمده مثلا تموج نده اونچه یخش زور معامله لر زور بیاتم که ایسه آدم بومسه بیش بیش موزا غون مونه اولا را خب بر ایش نقلاده ایش دولت ایش ایش نقلاده مثلا دست موتور باید باشکار اینچه نمازی سیاه زور آزر درش بگم
یعنی اگر شگره که قیصه خان چه وقت اوتب آلستیز من اوزبیکستان شگره استم
اگر آدم بومسه از آقا تا بر پیچت میشه بر 10 منوت وقت تال که تا
10 منوت که نه
چه دست موتور
نمازی یکلر بلن خواه
یکلر نه یکلر مثلا کوب بلد سمکه کوب بلد شون ده وقت کوب آل که تا ده یارم ساتم بلد بفاید خب یا کمپیوتر اشلمه ده یا باشقه اشلمه ده یا بید بلد سون گه
Bu yerda kim bilan gaplashmaylik va asosan Afg'onistonga kirib chiqayotganlar bilan muloqot qildik. Ular vaziyatdan rozi ekanini aytmoqda. Ya'ni ularning bizga bayon qilishchi o'tgan 2 yil ichida chegaradan o'tish osonlashgan, muomala professional munosabat joyida degan gaplarni eshityapmiz. Endi Termizda o'tgan yili Afg'onistonning konsulligi ochilgan, diplomatik vakolatxonasi. Tasavvur qiling, yillar davomida mana shunday bir diplomatik idora bu yerda bo'lmagan va holanki O'zbekiston deylik Afg'oniston bilan yaqin qo'shni, to'g'ri 155 kilometr unchalik uzoq masofa bo'lmasligi mumkin. Masalan, Qozog'iston bilan 2,5 ming kilometrga yaqin chegaraga ega O'zbekiston, O'zbekistonning qo'shnilar bilan eng yaqin chegarasi. Biz hozir turgan joy esa O'zbekistonning eng qisqa chegarasi. Lekin Afg'oniston global siyosatning ichida turgan, uning markazida turgan dunyoning eng qaynoq nuqtalardan biri va O'zbekistonning xalqaro hamjamiyat bilan, xususan G'arb bilan va xususan Qo'shma Shtatlar bilan aloqalari mana shu davlat bilan chambarchas bog'liq. Agar o'tgan deylik o'sha 20 yilni tahlil qiladigan bo'lsak, 2001-yilning 11-sentyabridan keyin dunyodagi o'sha jahon siyosati charxpalagi qay tomon aylanganini hisobga olsak va o'shandan keyin O'zbekiston va Amerika, Toshkent va Vashington orasidagi munosabatlar qanchalik avj olganini, undan keyingi tarixiy voqealarni agar sarhisob qiladigan bo'lsak, mana shu chegara katta bir rol o'ynab kelayotgan nuqta. Albatta, bu yerga kelish uchun biz maxsus ruxsat oldik xavfsizlik organlaridan, xususan chegara xavfsizligi xizmatidan va bizga yaxshigina tushuntirishdi, nimani suratga olish mumkin, nimani tasvirga tushirish mumkin emas deb. Men o'zim bu chegarada deyarli o'sha Hayraton shahri yaqiniga Do'stlik ko'prigiga borib piyoda aylanib chiqdim, lekin u yerlarni tasvirga olishga bizga ruxsat berishmadi. Lekin chegara postida masalan bojxona xizmat qanday ishlayotganini yaqindan kuzatishga muvaffaq bo'ldik. Esingizda bo'lsa, biz sizga yillar davomida shimoliy ta'minot tizimi degan xalqaro bir sistema haqida hikoya qilib kelganmiz. Bu tizim orqali Qo'shma Shtatlar Afg'onistondagi qo'shinlariga noharbiy yuk o'tkazar edi. Bu juda katta bir hamkorlik bo'lgan, bir necha davlatni qamragan, xususan Markaziy Osiyoning har bir davlati qatnashgan va O'zbekiston unda muhim rol o'ynagan. Shimoliy ta'minot tizimi hamon ishlaydi, chunki bilasiz, Amerika hamon Afg'onistonda o'z kuchlariga ega minglab sonda. Bu yerda deylik, bir paytlar Amerikaning harbiy bazasi bo'lgan, biz turgan joyda NATO o'zining havo bazasiga ega bo'lgan. NATO bazasi 2016-yilda o'z ishini to'xtatdi. Qo'shma Shtatlarning harbiy bazasi esa Xonobod. U 2005-yilning yozida o'z faoliyatini tugatib, o'sha paytda deylik, Islom Karimov ma'muriyati talabi bilan tark etdi bu sarhadlarni, lekin harbiy hamkorlik tinmagan va hozir qayd etganimdek, harbiy hamkorlik mana shu chegara bilan chambarchas bog'liq bo'lgan. Biz hozir chegara hududini kezganimizda, chegara xavfsizligi xizmatchilari bilan muloqot qilganimizda, bojxona xizmati xodimlari bilan muloqot qilganimizda, albatta ular endi o'tgan 30 yillik tarixni sarhisob qilishmaydi. Ular uchun xizmat bu xizmat, disiplina, tartib bu tartib. Lekin men masalan bu jarayonlarni uzoq yillardan beri yoritib yurgan bir mutaxassis sifatida tarix bilan bog'layverdim har bir narsani. Albatta bu xodimlar bilan biz kamera oldida suhbatlashmadik, lekin kamera ortida ular menga aytib berishlaricha, o'tgan 2 yildan beri bir favqulodda vaziyatlar bu yerda kuzatilmagan. To'g'ri, qandaydir bir kutilmagan holatlar bo'lib turadi, lekin umuman olganda chegara tinch degan gapni eshitdik. Shu savolni men Afg'onistonning mana Termizdagi konsuliga ham berdim, Sangin Sekandariga, va u ham aytdiki, hozirgi kelib bu yerda qandaydir bir notinch holat hukmron, yoki O'zbekiston va Afg'oniston chegarasi qandaydir bir xavotirli hudud deb ta'riflanishiga hech bir asos yo'q. Bilamiz, yuzlab afg'onlar kirib chiqmoqda, kuniga 200-250 Afg'oniston fuqarolari haqida gapiryapman va umuman olganda deylik, xalqaro sayyohlar, o'zbekistonliklar, Markaziy Osiyodan chiqqan boshqa fuqarolar Afg'oniston va O'zbekiston orasida kirib chiqib yuribdi va ular kuniga ko'pi bilan 1000 ni tashkil etayotgan ekan. Biz mana afg'onlardan so'radik, viza qancha deb. Mozori Sharifda O'zbekistonning konsulligi bor, O'zbekiston Tashqi ishlar vazirligining Termizda o'z idorasi bor va Afg'onistondan O'zbekistonga viza olish $50 tushar ekan va mana hozir biz qayta so'radik, sayyohlar deylik, afg'onlar O'zbekistonga kirish uchun 10-15 minut vaqt sarflayapmiz deyishyapti, lekin yuk ham kiradi bu yerdan va yuk o'tkazish albatta uzoqroq vaqt oladi, lekin xuddi boshqa chegaralarda bo'lgani kabi siz O'zbekistondan $5000 qiymatiga teng mahsulot olib chiqib ketishingiz mumkin, O'zbekistonga esa $300 qiymatga ega mahsulotnigina olib kirishingiz mumkin va u 40 kilogramdan oshmasligi kerak. Ya'ni biz xuddi shu talabni, mana shunday tartibni boshqa chegaralarda ham ko'rdik. Ya'ni aynan Afg'oniston uchun o'ziga xos biror bir boshqa tartib o'rnatilmagan. Bu yer juda ham sokin. Chunki biz mana Qozog'iston bilan chegaraga bordik, u yerdan kuniga 25-30 ming odam kirib chiqishi mumkin, lekin bu yerda unga guvoh bo'lmadik. Ochig'i yo'lovchilar bilan gaplashish uchun ularni kutishga majbur bo'ldik. Lekin bu o'ziga xos taassurot. Ko'plab jurnalistlar albatta bu yerlarga yaqinlasha olmagan. Mana endi O'zbekistonga astalik bilan xorijiy axborot vositalari kirib kelar ekan, mana shunday chegaralar, strategik deylik hududlarga ham ular deylik men singari jurnalistlar kelishni boshlaydi. Termizda umuman bir boshqacha manzara. Boshida aytganimdek, bu yerga kelib siz Afg'onistonga naqadar yaqinligingizni faqatgina odamlarga qarab, balki afg'onlarni ko'ribgina his qilasiz. Ya'ni urush maydoni u hali ham bor, bu qadar yaqinligini tushunib yetish oson emas. Narigi tomon, demak, mana shu hozir birinchi tekshiruv punktidan o'tasiz, undan keyingi punktga borasiz, undan keyingi punkt va 3-chi punktdan o'tganingizdan keyin 1 kilometrcha yurib, deylik, o'sha do'stlik ko'prigini bosib o'tib 800 metrlik Xayraton shahriga kirasiz, Balx viloyatining, va undan keyin u yog'iga, masalan, Mozori Sharifgacha bo'lsa 30 kilometrlik yo'l. Toshkentdan biz bu yerga 1 soat ham ketmadi, samolyotda uchib keldik, lekin qaytishni mashinada qilamiz, ya'ni haydab boramiz. Toshkentgacha 8-10 soatlik yo'l. Toshkentdan Termizga har kuni reys yo'q, dushanba kunlari bor ekan, seshanba, payshanba va shanba, yakshanba. Lekin qaytish bir kunda mumkin emas, ya'ni bugun biz qaytib ketmoqchi edik, buning ilojisi yo'q. Bugun kelgan ertalabki reys 1 soatdan keyin Toshkentga qaytadi. Ya'ni mana shunday deylik, bir strategik hududga kelib ketish ochig'i O'zbekiston poytaxtidan samolyotda ancha qiyin. Lekin biz mana sayyohlar bilan gaplashganimizda, ular biz mashinada yuribmiz, chunki bahonada O'zbekiston bilan tanishyapmiz deyishyapti. Bu nimadan dalolat beradi? Bu degani, demak, mana shu yo'lovchilarning talabini qondiradigan infrastruktura kerak O'zbekistonga va mana shu infrastrukturani qurish uchun hozir xorijdan sarmoya kirib kelmoqda degan gaplarni eshityapmiz. Men hozir xalqaro maydondagi katta-katta loyihalar haqida gaplashmoqchi emasman, lekin O'zbekiston qo'shilgan bosh suqqan, hissa qo'shmoqchi bo'lgan har bir katta tijoriy loyiha, hamkorlik, mintaqaviy mana shu hudud bilan chambarchas bog'liq. Mana shu deylik, o'sha 155 kilometrlik Afg'oniston bilan tutashgan hudud bilan bog'liq. Hikoyalarimizni davom ettiramiz O'zbekistonning boshqa hududlaridan. Bizni kuzatib boryapsiz degan umiddaman. Hozirgacha, demak, Qozog'iston va O'zbekiston chegarasida bo'ldik, Qirg'iziston va O'zbekiston chegarasida bo'ldik, Tojikiston va O'zbekiston chegarasida bo'ldik va har yerda o'ziga xos va o'xshash manzaraga guvoh bo'ldik. Yo'lovchilardan turli munosabat va fikrlarni eshitdik. YouTube kanalimizda tomosha qiling, ijtimoiy tarmoqlarda va albatta amerikaovozi.com saytida. Termizdan, Afg'oniston, O'zbekiston chegarasidan men Navbahor Imomova. Omon bo'ling.